This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Travel and a company.
No, actually.
I haven't already any crazy airport experiences, maybe?
No.
The ways.
Luckily, all my airport experiences have been fairly calm. And hoping if anything does happen that the security would be a little more focused than the security in the movie.
Exactly.
Gina, did you have your sweet 16 birthday on the set?
I did.
Did they have a little party for you?
Actually, three
parties.
Yeah, there were several parties, and the day we were shooting, there were actually like tons of extras there that day. So it was actually crazy. But no, it was a lot of fun.
I think there were three different cakes too.
Really? So much. We went and like we had a birthday like in the morning, and then on set, and then after the set, base camp, and then at the it was crazy. It was a crazy day. It was good though. And in Utah,
you base camp. Was that the hotel where you were staying?
No, that was where like all the trailers were set up. And, away from set.
Did you all stay in the same hotel?
They actually put us into apartments.
Yeah, they put us in.
It was nice. Yeah. We all had a little courtyard to hang out in.
Did you ever feel like a dork? Because you certainly don't look like one, but is there ever a time in your life?
I think we all have a little dork in us.
Oh, yes.
And yeah, so of course I felt like a dork with those glasses on. But it was fun. I lived it up. I took the chance.
To quote my movie self, you are so not a dork.
Yes.
Was there anything going on between you guys at all offset? Any crushing going on?
Oh, no. No, there wasn't.
No.
Just Joe Montaigne, are you crazy?
I know.
Good pronunciation of the last name, too. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Tyler and Quinn shared with us how much fun they have.
It was a blast.
Did you participate in playing tag? And
Yes. It was great.
Who was the master at not ever being tagged? Or who stayed not tagged the longest?
Tagmaster. Yeah,
there's just like we did so many things.
I think
we were
Dominique, my little sister, was the best. She had so much energy. She could run for like an hour, and we couldn't catch her. So I think she won at tag. Yeah, but we had so much fun. I mean, everybody was having a blast. They brought us in a week early so we could all get to know each other, and that really helped the chemistry on and off set, and it really made for a much more fun experience.
Was last night the first time you guys had seen each other since you guys were up?
We've all been keeping in touch.
Yeah,
everyone as much as I could.
Yeah.
But no, it was really nice to actually see the film and
see
everyone,
exactly.
And it was just so surreal. Like, hey, good job.
Yeah.
You know, that was good. We didn't do so bad.
Yeah, this was the first time we'd actually all been together again. It was last night, and it was really, you know, kind of interesting to see how everybody's gotten a little older and everybody's changed, and seeing it, having us all together watching what we'd done for those 3 months finally pulled together was such a cool experience.
Mm-hmm. Your favorite scenes?
Oh, boy.
There were favorites, ones that we've done, such as a lot of the ones that we had our own stunts, kind of, and going down in the canoe, down the mountain.
That was cool.
But yeah, everything was so much fun. I wish I could pick one, but there was, justify any of the other ones.
Yeah, exactly. It was all a blast. I can't pick a favorite.
Sure, you can all imagine being on a set with, you know, millions of kids.
Yeah, the ensemble cast of six different kids is just great.
Too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's interesting, because
I know.
They're all so mature. Like,
she's extremely mature for her age.
And Dominique, the littlest girl, she's what is she, 8 now? And she acts so much older.
Yeah.
They're all so ahead of their time.
It's great.
Do you think you act older because you're around grown-ups so much when you make all of these films?
I think that does help, Yeah, from growing up acting myself, I think it does, it gives you a lot of good, useful life experience of acting with adults and, you know, dealing with directors and ADs and all the people on set. It really does give you a good life experience.
And it's not even the sense that, you know, that we want to be older and we want to act more mature. We kind of have to,
yeah,
in the sense that we are working with, you know, very important people that, you know, need to get their work done, and, you know, even though Paul loves to have fun,
yeah.
you know, he had his, you know, vision at the end of the day that had to be fulfilled. And so, you know, as much as we love to be crazy kids, we all yeah. have our serious side where, you know, we all have to...
Now, one of your co-stars said that they were a little intimidated with Lewis Black. Were you guys a little intimidated with Lewis
Black?
He is
the scariest man alive.
Yeah. He's scary.
He's the scary. I'm telling you.
But incredibly
terrifying.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
He's... I didn't know... Yeah. Didn't know someone could be both insanely frightening and insanely funny at the same time, but it's possible. And he's just... He's a riot. He's great.
He's amazing.
Did you guys pull any practical jokes on him?
Oh, would we dare?
No. I don't think we'd
attempt. He was the one pouring
that.
The jokes on us, actually.
Yeah.
So. What about
Can you share
Wilmer?
Oh, Wilmer is our big brother. He's the one behind it all, also. He was
mastermind.
Right there with us.
He's funny. He's a big kid, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole set, everybody was just so nice, and, I mean, we had so many great comedians and so many just nice people. And it just made for a really, really fun experience.
Dylan, do you have any younger brothers or sisters?
Just me, actually. I'm an only child.
So nobody to buy dolls for?
No. Just me.
Did Paul tell you guys to watch certain movies before filming?
No, he didn't really...
Mm-hmm.
It was cool because Paul was very... We know that we were cast for the part, obviously. I was cast for Grace Conrad, he was cast for Spencer Davenport, and we were going to play those roles, but he really wanted us to incorporate ourselves and people that age. He wanted me to play, like, you know, the mindset of a 15-year-old and him for 14. It just, like, he really wanted us to be able to identify with the character and to be able to just make it real and make it actually come to life. So.
You guys have birthday senses. How old are you now?
I'm 16.
I turn 15 next month.
There you go.
Yeah.
How are you
going to
celebrate?
Actually, I think the Miners movie will be involved in the we're planning a little private celebration with my family. We're going to go out on the 8th when the movie comes out and probably go see it with my family, and that'll be cool. You know, a nice low-key thing.
Are you from here originally?
Yeah, Southern California. Born and raised.
Is your birthday December 8th?
December 12th, actually.
But how do you celebrate Christmas this year? What do you guys plan?
Big parties with family.
Big family parties. That's how it always seems
to
work.
How we do it.
Yeah, it's so much fun that way, you know.
What gifts are you hoping to get, and two for you?
I don't know. See, I don't like telling people what I want for Christmas because I want it to be a surprise when I find out.
I wanted this really bad.
Yeah, it's all like, oh, you got me what I told you to get me. Thanks. You know, rather than, dude, how'd you know I wanted this?
Exactly.
Yeah, so I don't know, I like whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Gina, you grew up on the set with your dad, I assume, going to various TV shows with him. Did you always want to do it yourself? I mean,
being around it definitely, you know, showed me to that world, and it, you know, exposed me to that, and I really, you know, a lot of kids don't really get to experience that. Like, Dylan and I had both had experiences when we were younger, whether he was a part of it or I was a little bit behind it, you know, we were able to see and figure out for ourselves, like, do we like this? Is what we want to do? And so, you know, having my dad be a huge, you know, part in showing me to that world, but definitely not pushing me into it, it really helped in my benefit.
Did he give you advice as far as...
Yeah, he definitely has like showed me the ropes, and but his main the advice that he's always given me is to always be confident in everything I do, mm-hmm. and regardless of, you know, anything that happens, to always just, if I like it, do it.
And you have another movie coming up too, right? In the Land of Women?
Yes, in Land of Women. I actually only have one scene, one line. It's silly with two other girls. You'll see it. It's crazy. But yeah, it was fun.
I need to ask you guys what kind of music you're each into, or different
bands. For me, all sorts of new rock and alternative, anything in that genre I like.
I listen to everything. Like, reggae, reggaeton, rock, alternative, rap. I listen to all of it. I've got it all on my iPods. I'm open to anything.
He has multiple iPods in this. Oh, they keep giving me, I've got 25 iPods.
Wilmer.
So, do you actually play guitar in that scene with the...
No, I don't, but I play a mean air guitar.
Okay.
That was a blast. That was a fun scene to film. Again, Paul, our director, is... A firm believer in the power of improvisation, and so many scenes in there were just thought up on the spot. Like, we saw the prop of the guitar, and Paul was thinking, oh, wouldn't that be awesome if he just takes it out and starts air guitaring? I'm sure I could find a song that would go to it and stuff, and I'm all like, dude, yeah, that would be awesome. So it all spawned from that.
That's Paul right there.
Yeah.
Is it your idea of wonderful luxury to spend a day in the spa, or that's not really you?
I really don't like spas that much, to be incredibly honest. Like, I don't know, like people getting my makeup done and the hair. It's nice for a little bit, but no, that's one part of Grace Conrad that I can't really identify with. But, you know, I'm sure it would be nice.
Is there anything you could identify with that?
Yeah, I can definitely identify with her, you know, sarcasm, her sense of humor, and her confidence, and you know, I think we all have a little bit of Grace Conrad in us, loving to be pampered.
How addicted are you two to MySpace?
I'm not.
Yeah,
I've not
either,
succumbed
actually.
To it yet. Yeah. I've seen it take over the lives of my friends. But, yeah. No, I think Facebook, which is the new one, a friend of mine's cousin invented that.
Oh, really?
So I'm almost being forced into making one of those. We'll see how that goes.
Oh, boy. Haven't done the whole MySpace thing
Maybe
yet.
Maybe Grace Conrad and Spencer Davenport will have a MySpace.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah, yes. We should do that.
It's in the works.
Yeah. What is your favorite Christmas movie that you've seen
through the years? This one. We're all hoping that this will be the new staple, perhaps for the younger generation, obviously. But I think, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Miners, I'm sure, will become a huge... Christmas favorite, hopefully, fingers crossed. As far as previous movies, Christmas movies go, I've gotta hold out for a Christmas Story. Because it's the classic,
the classic.
You know.
Of the movies with your dad that you've been allowed to see, which is your favorite?
I don't really have a favorite, but as the day has gone on, I've realized that Searching for Bobby Fischer and Baby's Day Out have been too.
Bobby Fischer's
career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
So both of you plan to keep acting? Like, you want to go to college? Yeah, we're both attending private schools, so college is very much on the mind. We're kind of being driven in that direction. But I know that I will always try and keep acting a part of my life.
In the long run, I want to stay in the film business in some form or another. If I don't continue acting, I want to direct or edit or something in the film industry.
Yeah, it's our passion.
Yep.
Who's a favorite actor or actress out there now that you guys really want to work with?
I have always admired Johnny Depp and Dustin Hoffman. Because they really get into the character, and they're a different person in every single thing they do, and I just find that such an admirable quality that would make me want to work with them.
Mm-hmm. I wish I could pick a favorite. There's so many talented people in this business, and it's just so difficult to pick one, but I definitely agree with Dylan and those two, and of course Angelina Jolie. Who I think is very talented in the sense that she really gets into her roles, and just it's so hard to pick favorites. I really don't have
one.
Will
you do more with your dad if you could, or is it?
I don't know. We'll see. The resemblance is so hard to ignore. So. I don't know if I'll be able to stray away from being his daughter. So we'll see how that goes. I have one older sister. She's 19.
Does she act as well?
No, she has autism, but she's very high functioning and she's very smart and yeah, actually genius level. And doesn't make me look very good school wise. But yeah, it was
what
wonderful.
Grade are both of you in, by the way?
I am a junior.
Freshman.
Favorite TV shows?
I don't watch TV that much. I hate to say it, I just don't. But I'm gonna try and keep up with Heroes.
Yeah.
Trace.
Currently, I'm addicted to
and
Heroes
House.
On NBC. House. Oh, House. Yes. Heroes and House.
Rory is so good.
Both of them start with H.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Gotta watch that one.
And Yo Mama. Gotta watch Yo Mama.
Who's your favorite character in Heroes?
Oh, boy. My favorite character...
Besides Allie Larder.
I like the cop who can read minds. I think that's cool because... I don't know, mind reading sounds like a cool power. And now, if personally, I were to choose a superpower to have, I'd choose telekinesis, but the only guy with telekinesis in Heroes is the villain, so not the best, but yeah, it's a great show. So
all a lot of good shows are coming up.
Yeah. I have been wanting to see Lost, but I
missed that train. I don't know.
Yeah, I missed the first season, and I figured I would be lost if I tried to jump in season two.
Yeah,
and
there's a lot going on in that show.
Yeah.
What do you think you guys would be doing that you're interested in if you weren't acting? Is there something else, another career that you think?
I think we both can say that we won't stray far away from the industry, whether it's directing, producing, writing.
Yeah.
We both just love it so much, so.
Yeah, if I hadn't gotten into acting, I have no idea what else I would I'd be doing, because it's seriously, you know, it's what I love, and I'm sure with you, too.
Do you ever feel like you missed out? Go ahead. I'm sorry, just saying, do you ever feel like you missed out by starting so young in the business and always been working?
I don't think I missed out at all. I've always tried to balance acting and personal life, but I find that actually it was a great experience to be around adults working for the majority of my life. I think it's been a great experience that I can use later in the real world.
What's this experience like, coming around and talking to people about the movie that you did, about a year ago?
It's interesting.
It's fun. I was actually a little worried. God, I'm going to remember everything, but it just came all. It came back so fast, especially after seeing it yesterday. It's just.
It was such a blast to film. We're never going to forget it, you know. And I think that's also the movie itself captures that air of just such a riot
so
and
fun
to film.
Mm-hmm. Each one of the kids in the movie has such distinct personalities. So I was wondering if you guys were stuck in a situation like that, maybe not on an airport, but with a bunch of kids and having to stay together, would you guys each be a leader, or would you be a follower? Would you just sit back and go, I don't know what to do, or would you really be a follower?
Well, I'm an Aries, so I'd probably end up wanting to lead or trying to get things, you know, in the right direction, but I don't know. I pray that I don't end up in a situation like that with the security guards. Like, hopefully they'll, you know, be more on their toes than they were in this film, but I don't know. I think that'd be the most intense experience for anyone to go through.
I think I would just sit in the corner with a book, personally.
Yeah,
but, I mean, as much fun as it looks, I don't think I'm quite as adventurous as Spencer Davenport.
Yeah, I hope this doesn't, you know, influence kids to, like, want to get lost now. Like, have stories now.
Boy.
You have any favorite, like, of the 80s teenage comedies? You know, Goonies, all the John Hughes movies.
Actually, I worked with Josh Brolin, who was in the Goonies. And so, after seeing the Goonies and when I was younger, working with him later was like amazing. I remember thinking, I had such a crush on you. Wait, that's awkward. Okay. And like, he's playing my dad. But no, the Goonies is a good one, but that's not our era really.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to name some. I can't even think of
any. What about Breakfast Club? There's something about that's very similar to this.
Yeah.
It's been compared a lot to the Breakfast Club in the sense that it's like the new, you know, the Christmas version. But we'll see.
In an airport.
I don't know. I don't know.
One more question.
What's that?
Breaking
it. Giant.
Do you have anything lined up right now for next?
No, nothing. Nothing yet. Yeah.
Kind of character you'd like to do?
I probably want to continue with comedy, because comedy, I like funny, and funny's cool, so I want to keep doing comedy. I mean, I like drama as well, but comedy seems to come easier. It seems so natural, you know, to entertain. That's why I am in this business in the first place. It's just because I like to entertain people, you know?
Exactly.
Same about comedy.
Yeah, I definitely feel the same. But I guess after playing Grace and, you know, doing the comedy, I'd like to go back to more dramas and things. But no, nothing's on the works yet.